Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's head to the phone line right now to be joined by Dr. David Chow to get the latest on Patrick Mahomes. Doctor, thanks a lot for coming on today.
Thanks for having me. Second time on 610 today.
I know, busy day, but now I think it's important, now that you come on after the MRI, now that we have more news, what is your take on the MRI results for Patrick Mahomes?
Well, look, the news is good, right? I mean, as good as it can be, and it's been described that way. Quote, good, quote, best case scenario, quote, not significant additional damage, okay? Best case scenario for a bad scenario, which is a confirmed kneecap dislocation. This does not mean there's no damage. It means there's no additional, no significant additional damage. By the nature of this, there's still an injury to the medial retinaculum or the medial patellofemoral ligament, MPFL. We'll all get used to hearing about that in the coming days here.
So,
and there's going to be some rehab time and so forth. This doesn't mean that this was a nothing injury. This means it wasn't anything more than what they already saw, which we'll take it as good news.
So, doctor, you talk about good news. All the reports seem to keep saying optimistic and that it was a positive, and you use best case scenario. Why is that, given the injury that Mahomes sustained yesterday?
Well, you know, I like to stay positive. I mean, when the kneecap comes out of the track, and if you really go back and look at the video, the kneecap literally slides out to the outside of his knee, and it's fairly grotesque. And you actually, if you look closely, you can see it on TV. And it slides out by 2 or 3 inches. Name one tissue in your body can stretch in an abnormal place by 2 or 3 inches and something not tear or stretch or partially tear. I'm not aware of any when something goes where it doesn't belong by that much. That's why I'm saying this is still a very significant injury. But believe it or not, if you have the right, what we call sulcus or the groove and the right shape and the right angle, it is something that you can compensate for. Matthew Stafford in 2009 missed 3 games and returned to play, finished the season, but also had surgery in the offseason. But the good news is we have no one's ever talked twice about his knee going forward. So that's good news. Obviously Mahomes and Stafford are different players.
Doctor, what you just described to me sounds incredibly painful, and we saw the video of Patrick Mahomes walking off without what appeared to me, I'm no doctor, a significant limp heading in to get his MRI. How painful is what happened to Patrick Mahomes last night?
Extremely painful. Look, I've said before publicly, I didn't think there was any way Patrick Mahomes could impress me in even more than after his season last year. But in week one, he did. When he suffered that, what I thought was a pretty good high ankle sprain, and stayed in the game and led the team to victory, and then it didn't really miss any time the next 3 weeks, and starting with a 4-0 record, I thought he did something special there. Now, of course, in week 5 and 6, he re-aggravated it. But look at how painful it was. When it was dislocated, it's extremely painful. When it gets put back in place, it is like such a relief. Not that there's no pain, but it's just nothing compared to what it was. Go back and look at the film. He couldn't get off the offensive lineman. He laid on the offensive lineman. The offensive lineman, the Chiefs player, had to wiggle himself out from underneath Patrick Mahomes. He was trapped slash pinned there. He couldn't move his knee. I mean, I cannot believe he wasn't screaming. I mean, it is very painful. And the medical staff did a great job of relocating the kneecap on the field, which relieves a lot of the pain. And that's why he's able to wave off the cart. But it's also his toughness that he just wanted to walk off and so forth. So that's why the two extremes, why he could walk off, yet it was extremely painful. Once it was, quote, popped back into place, that relieved a lot of the symptoms.
Doctor, if we're talking about surgery, are we at the point where it's not a question of if but when?
For an NFL player, I believe that is the case. But I have not examined Patrick Mahomes. Let me give you other examples. Trent Williams, I think 2 years ago, had a dislocating kneecap. tried to play through for the Redskins, did not make it through the season, was in and out the first half of the season, and finally had surgery. Look, I hope Patrick Mahomes can make it. I hope his case is more mild. But in the NFL world of all the stresses, especially as dynamic a player as Patrick Mahomes is, I still believe if he chooses not to have surgery now, I wouldn't second guess the decision. I would trust him and his doctors. But I still think it likely is best for him to have it in the off season, because you don't want to have this hanging over your head as a potential problem. And the worst thing that can happen is that it happens again, and this time you knock off a piece of articular cartilage or something, and now you set down the road of arthritis.
Right now we're talking to Dr. David Chow. You can find his work at profootballdoc.com. You can also follow him at profootballdoc on Twitter. So re-injuring it, injury risk going forward, what is that, given that he's not going to have the surgery right now and that he's going to try to knee brace and try to stabilize it to play again this season? What's his re-injury risk?
Well, I hope with the appropriate bracing and rehab and care and maybe even modify a little bit of the way that he plays to be a little less dynamic. Look, an 85% dynamic Patrick Mahomes is still probably more dynamic than any other quarterback in the league, just to keep it, you know, a little safer. I hope he doesn't dislocate, but the risk of re-injury, resubluxation is clearly there once it happens. And I don't want to wish that on him, so I'm not going to try and put a number on it. But that's what they have to consider. And remember, he's a young guy, and if you're the ownership, you got to look at, you know, the next 12, 15 years. And if you're Patrick Mahomes' agent, maybe you look at, well, he's still on his rookie deal, I mean, et cetera. So a lot of things still need to be sorted out, but let's celebrate the early good news coming from the MRI. But let's not belittle it. It's not nothing. It's just it could have been a lot worse, so let's celebrate that. It's not saying that he wasn't injured.
Dr. Chow, last question here. Mahomes already came in with a leg injury. Did that contribute in any way to the injury that he suffered yesterday?
I do not believe so. The left high ankle sprain, I do not believe it contributed to the right knee patella dislocation. It was a freak thing. And quite honestly, statistically, quarterback sneaks are safer than having Von Miller chase you.
That is Dr. David Chow. You can find his work at profootballdoc.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at profootballdoc. Thanks, Doc.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Dr. David Chow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.